the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose, Miss Orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. From Skelton's scrapbook of satire, we present a story entitled, It Happened at the Airport, and it stars Red Skelton.
Say, miss, I would like to send a telegram.
Well, just fill it out on one of those blanks.
Yeah.
Say, ain't you a movie star?
Well, I did a picture called Three Little Words at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, yeah.
Well, I declare, I never thought I'd meet a movie star.
Yeah.
Could I have your autograph?
Well.
Or would I be embarrassing you if I asked you to write?
Not if you can read X's, no.
What are you all doing in New York?
Well, I'm here on business. My uncle died and left me a rich tax collector. Look, I want to send a wire to Rod O'Connor and ask him to meet me at the airport in Los Angeles and sign Ava Gardner's name to it. I want to make sure that he'll be there.
Well, bless your little old Yankee heart, you are a movie star.
Well.
Tell me, do you make cowboy pictures too?
Well, no, I don't.
That's funny.
Just send that wire straight, will you?
Tell me, did you always want to be an actor?
Yes, but at one time my mother wanted me to be a fireman and rescue girls in flimsy nightgowns.
Well, didn't you want to do that?
No, I look silly in flimsy nightgowns. Say, where are you from, anyhow?
Texas.
Texas?
You ever been to Texas?
Sure, I like the hotels down there. Here in New York, in the bathroom, they give you two towels, one marked his and hers. Down there, they give you one towel marked you all. Look, I want to send a telegram.
Oh, yeah. Gee, I'm so excited, my mind is wandering.
Don't worry, it won't go far.
Well, I'll send this telegram right away.
Yeah.
I declare, a real movie star, just imagine. You just wait till I tell my folks that I met Bob Hope.
Yeah.
Passengers now loading at gate 21 for Chicago and Los Angeles.
That's my plane.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
If I knowed you was coming, I'd have baked the cake.
With the jokes you've just told, you've laid enough eggs to make it a 7-layer. Well, don't forget to send that telegram, will you?
Pardon me, miss, but is the plane from New York on time?
No, sir. It will be 30 minutes late.
Oh, then I'll have time to get a lemonade. Boy, is it dark in this lounge.
What are you going to have, buddy?
lemonade. Say, does that television work?
Yes. No doubt you'll enjoy it, too, with your lemonade. Most folks have a couple and then squawk about it being out of focus.
And now Dave Rose and his orchestra will play It's a Big, Wide, Wonderful World.
Thank you.
I see trouble coming. Here comes that loudmouth couple that was in here all morning.
Where? Oh, I know that guy. It's Willie Lumplum.
All right, service, service.
That's it, Willie. Make a scene. Go ahead. Get everyone's attention. I don't know why you treat me like this, and after I've given you the best years of my life.
Now, wait a minute, Irene. Were those the best years?
Howdy, Willie. How are you?
Well, I'm as well as it can be expected. That if you don't expect too much of me. I'm sort of like a dead house I can't kick. A dead horse I can't kick.
What are you doing at the airport?
What am I doing at the airport? I came out here to bowl a few games. Brilliant question, isn't it? Well, what have I been doing at an airport? Hey, bartender, fix me a big one, will you?
All right.
This whole glass there.
Say when.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now mix it with the same thing and plenty of it.
Don't you think you better lay off that stuff, Willie?
He certainly should. He's so stiff now that all the tourists here at the airport think he's an ad for the petrified forest.
Please.
I don't know why I put up with him. He never gets in till all hours of the morning.
Oh, now why do you take things like that? Last night I got home, it was 1 o'clock.
I heard the clock strike 4 times.
I can't help it if that clock stutters.
Oh, Willie, there must be some solution for you.
Yes, I've been thinking.
What is it, Irene?
Willie, our home lacks something.
Really?
Maybe we wouldn't fight so much if we had a little one.
Okay, make mine a gin fizz.
Well, tell me, Willie, you're at the airport, so you must be going on a trip.
Yeah, I'm taking my wife, Irene, up to Montana on a hunting trip.
Yeah, and I know why you're taking me along, too. You didn't buy me this bearskin coat for nothing.
Oh, I bought you that bearskin coat because it gets pretty cold up there.
And if I walk through the woods with this fur coat on and some trigger-happy hunter spots me, I'll be cold but for good.
Yeah, yeah. If things go right, it will be good night, Irene.
Well, tell me, do you hunt much?
Well, last year was my first hunting trip for domestic game. You know, a guy gave me a handful of bullets and he says, and some dogs. I went out about an hour later. I came in. He said, "What's the matter? You out of bullets?" I said, "No, I'm out of dogs." Then he gave me a pointer. You know them pointers? What a stupid dog they are. They run a few feet and then he stop and would stare into space. But a couple of good boots took that out of him.
You say you've only been on one hunting trip for domestic game.
Yeah.
What did you hunt before?
Lions in Africa. One time I hunted lions and a big one charged me.
How much?
Just a small... Oh, wait a minute. I figured I was going to have trouble with you, boy.
Why?
Because you just don't look right to me. You just don't look right. I see a lot of people might say, but you just don't look right. And I will get you if it's the last thing I do.
You know, I should punch you.
Here, here. I'm not going to stand for any roughhouse in here.
Get a load of the peasant, will you?
Oh, come on, Windbag. Finish your story. Well, our plane will be leaving in a few minutes.
Okay. Well, anyway, this lion darted at me. See, my gun was jammed. There was only one thing to do. So do you know what I did? I grabbed that lion by the mouth and held his jaws open until he starved to death.
You held a lion's jaws open?
Why, it's just a baby lion, you know.
You held a baby lion's mouth open?
Well, come think of it, it was a collie dog.
You held a collie dog's mouth open?
Well, now, wait a minute, buddy. Them gophers are pretty big. I did step on a snail once, you know.
Flight 9 for Salt Lake City and Butte, Montana, now loading at gate 6.
That's us.
Well, have fun, Willie.
Come on, Irene. We'll miss our plane, kiddo.
Well, I'm sure glad that guy's gone.
Come on now, Junior. We must hurry.
Oh, brother. Skelton sure picked a day to come home. Everyone I've been trying to duck is here at the airport. Here comes Junior and his mother.
Step aside, I'll kick you in the shins. Out of my way. We in a hurry.
Junior! Stop kicking people with your new shoes on.
Yeah.
Where are your manners?
None came with me. When the store dropped me off, it was just a widow three-cornered little package marked open at your own risk, you know. Oh, boy, this is going to be exciting. I'm going to ride on an airplane. This should be quite an experience. For the pilot, of course. Hey, is this going to be a bomber?
No, this is a passenger plane.
Well, tell them to convert, kiddo. A widow blockbuster's getting on.
Oh, good heavens, they're heading this way. I think I'll hide in this phone booth. Uh-oh, Junior's looking this way. I wonder if he saw me. He's taking out his slingshot. Look at the size of that rock he's putting in that sling. No, dog, Junior, don't aim it this way!
Hey! Junior, what did you do?
Well, I was cleaning my slingshot and it accidentally went off.
Junior, you deliberately tried to hit me.
When I get you home, I'll teach you to destroy things.
You don't have to. I know how.
What are you doing at the airport, Lorraine? Are you meeting someone or traveling?
Oh, we're traveling.
We're traveling.
That is, if someone cancels their reservation.
You cancel your reservation.
We've got to get to San Diego.
If you get there.
Junior's father is in the Marines.
Bang, bang, bang. Marines.
And we'd like to spend as much time with him as possible before he goes overseas.
He's going overseas.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Good.
Maybe someone will cancel their reservation.
I hope so.
Well, come on, Lorraine. I'll buy you a cup of coffee while you're waiting.
I'll stay here and mess up the comic books on the newsstand.
Well, all right. But promise you'll be a good boy.
Okay. Oh, that dreamer, they never know. Well, here I is, all alone. Maybe if I talk to the man at the ticket desk and give him a hard luck story, he'd give us space on the plane so I could see me pop. Yeah. Well, nothing tried, nothing gained.
You see, I've never flown before, and that's why I'm so nervous. Are you sure the plane is well-built?
Oh, boy, this man is nervous.
Hey, look, mister, I've told you 20 times, if you're afraid to fly, cancel your reservations.
Oh, but I have to get there. Now, tell me, how long does it take to get to San Diego?
It takes 40 minutes to fly to San Diego and 2 days to get to town from the airport.
Well, you call me when the plane is ready to take off now, won't you?
Oh, boy, a nervous passenger for San Diego. Hmm. Maybe I could go to work on him and he would cancel his reservation. Well, howdy, mister. I see that we're on the same plane.
Yeah, now look away, little boy. Yeah. I've been watching the way you've been acting here in the airport, and your presence only adds to my nervousness.
Oh, good. I won't bother you. I'm just going to sit here and check my suitcase, see if I forgot anything. Now, let's see. Me crowbar, a box of matches. I'm going to test each one of them and see if they'll light at a high altitude, you know.
Oh, no, no.
Yes, and here's my atomic chemistry set. After all, 40 minutes is an awful long time for a widow fellow to sit on an airplane without doing anything, you know. And there's so much research to be done, you know. Oh, and my pliers, my pair of pliers.
What are those for?
Oh, they're vicious-looking things, ain't they, huh? They might come in handy in case the pilot invites me forward to see the instrument panel, you see. Oh, but I'd rather not talk about it. It just makes me mouth water, you know. Oh, dear. I feel sorry for the people going to ride on that plane with me. Just think, flying 30,000 feet up in the air and everybody strapped in their seats and no way whatsoever get away from me. Hey, mister, what's the matter? You got your cigar in your mouth the wrong end. What's the matter?
Look,
don't spit on me, boy.
You aren't...
You could drown me, you know.
I'm sorry, but you aren't really going to do the things you just mentioned now, are you?
He don't know me very well, do you? Well, did you know that the insurance company heard I was going on this plane and they upped their rates 100%? Talk like a motorboat, don't you? Yes, sir. But did you know? You know how they usually say, flight two, now over the airport. Flight two, now over the airport.
Yes.
With me aboard is flight two, all over the airport.
Oh, that does it. Hey, mister, cancel my reservations. Porter, get my luggage. And call me a cab. Follow me out of here.
What's the matter with that man? I can't imagine why anyone would act like that in public.
We can't we, folks? Come on, Mummy. We're going to get a reservation on the airplane.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, boy, we're going to fly on the airplane.
It was nice seeing you, folks.
Goodbye, whale hips.
Well, I'm sorry that kid calls him the way he sees him.
That's my line.
Mr. Rod O'Connor. Please report to the main entrance of the air terminal.
Wonder what's up.
Oh, Hey, Rod.
Hey, Rod, over here.
Hey, buddy, can I have your autograph?
What are you doing with your orchestra on an open truck? Are you going in for gypsy music?
No, our boy Skelton's coming home. So we're here to give him a big welcome.
Well, good. How about letting the boys warm up and entertain the crowd? Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Rose and his orchestra will play All My Love. By day.
Arriving from New York and Chicago, gate 6.
Hey, come on, Dave. That's the plane Skelton's on.
Okay. Careful crossing the street. Here comes a taxi.
Hey, look who's getting out of that cab. Cauliflower McPug, that punch-drunk fighter.
Keep it changed, boy. Keep it changed. Keep it changed.
Hiya, Cauliflower.
I got no time to talk, boy. I got no time to talk. They're holding a plane for me. They're holding a plane for me.
How come?
I don't know. Maybe they told me last fight tonight, you know. Mm-hmm. They want me to get out of town in a hurry.
Are you still letting them...
joke that would put a no-dose waitener at sleep.
Are you still letting them beat you punchy?
Well, what do you say that for? What do you say that for?
Look at you. You're walking around like Napoleon with one hand inside your coat.
I got news for you, boy. I don't think I'm Napoleon.
Well, then why walk around with one hand inside your coat?
There's no elastic in my shorts.
Well, tell me, did you fight tonight?
Yes, I had a fight. What a fight. Everybody said I was a threat to the heavyweight title, see? 2 minutes after the fight started, they carried the threat out. But I had them scared, boy. I had them scared. They thought I was dead.
You know, you can't fight.
Don't tell me short, boy. Don't tell me short. Don't tell me short. Uh-huh. Just don't do that. Thank you. I don't know why you pointed out, boy. The next one ain't a joke anyhow. It's a decoy from Milton Berle. Hey, when I get like them other guys that hear bells and birds, boy, I'll quit. They'll never get me like them, but they answer the phone. That may be for me, you know.
Well, tell me, where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to New York. Oh, boy, a flock of them flew over that dime, didn't they?
I didn't see them. I didn't see them.
Oh, they're awful fast, them birds. Yeah. I hear them fly over, but when I look up, they're never near.
You lost the fight tonight.
Yeah, huh? But I was framed. They made me fight a guy that was breathing. Hey, you smell smoke?
Well, no.
What them fire trucks doing going by there? Hey, boy, you know, there's one thing. What? I got a new stance now, new way of fighting. This is my stance. Mm-hmm. Not for long, mind you, but it is. I'm now fighting a full dress suit. That's in case anything happens, they just fold my arms and carry me. Boy, them canaries sure are noisy, aren't they?
Boy, if you don't stop hearing birds and bells, they're going to lock you up.
Oh, you think I'm punchy, huh? You should see that rattler that goes with the same girl I go with. Every time I knock on her apartment door, he runs and hides in the clothes closet.
Well, what's wrong with that?
There's no clothes closet in that apartment. I know. I try to hide in there when he knocked on the door.
Well, tell me, what are you going to New York for?
I'm going to give an audition for television.
With that face?
Yeah, you see, my face is all out of shape, and with those cheap television sets, I look like I'm in focus, you see?
You know, if you had a brain cell, you'd have one.
That's cute. No place for it here, but it's cute. Well, I'll be seeing you. I got to catch my airplane. Oh, careful, there's a little kid on a tricycle. He sure is a little guy. Good thing he's ringing that tricycle bell or he gets stepped on. Where are you at?
Well, there she is.
Hey, there's Skelton getting off the plane now.
Why didn't he wait for them to put up the runway?
Hiya, Skelton.
Hiya, Rod. Hiya, Dave. Gee, it's really a lot of fun to come home and have your friends waiting to welcome you. Hmm.
Did you have a nice trip?
Yeah, really a nice trip, but I've got a feeling all through the trip that I've forgotten something.
Say, how's New York?
Oh, it rained all the time I was there. When we started off for the airport, I made Georgia stand in a doorway while I hailed a cab, and then we got... Hey, I gotta go back to New York.
What for?
Georgia's still in that doorway.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.